With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of November 23rd, 2021, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF.
Yes, that's right. News AF is back. Thanksgiving week once again here on the podcast. And I am very thankful to be back here with my co-anchors here of another week of News AF. Let's bring in a man who is Pickleball's top influencer, one of the top dads around. Here he is. It's Tyson Apostle.
Whoop, whoop. I actually call myself the face of Pickleball. And the voice of Pickleball now.
Yeah. Well, the face and the voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because we do Pickle Pod, which I think we're dominant in the pickleball space right now. Yeah. But if listeners get a moment to go to Pickle Pod, leave a hilarious review or even just
like a non-hilarious review,
anything will help us jump up those ranks and ratings. So it's all free. And we love to do it. So that would help me out, scratch our back and we'll scratch yours with our voices on your eardrums.
Yeah.
You should design a back scratching teledildonic that you guys can control. So like while people are listening to your podcast, they can get their back scratched.
Yeah, no, I do like that. So like a non-sexual teledildonic.
Yeah, like what we talked about last week.
Maybe like a sharper image chair type thing.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. Whenever Tyson's voice starts caressing your ears, his teledildonic chair will scratch your back.
And is it still?
No, it's not. But it's not. In order for us to understand it, I had to say teledildonic.
Okay. This is Danny Bryson, by the way, Rob. We didn't even have to introduce him.
Sorry, I jumped in.
Teledildonics correspondent, Danny Bryson.
Just wait till singularity happens and all those dildonics are out there just waiting to be controlled by AI for nefarious reasons and purposes, including Tyson's chair. It'll all be simple and right now, but the minute AI takes over, it'll crush everyone who's in that chair, turn them into a pulpy, Tyson fanboy soup.
You think so?
Maybe. I don't know what's going to happen.
Wow.
But let us give thanks now that we live in a time pre-singularity.
Yes. Be thankful that we are not pulp yet.
Yeah, we haven't been crushed into pulp in Tyson's back scratchy teledildonic chair.
I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
Will I also be crushed in the chair or probably not?
I would assume you'll be sitting in that chair all the time and it'll just be going nonstop because it hears your voice. That's what triggers it, right? It's the sound of your voice. So,
yeah.
Wow, you'll probably just become this giant slug of a man just sitting in that chair.
Like a Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah, exactly. Just getting teledildonic'd all the time just by the sound of your own voice activating that chair. Massages, back scratches.
Is the chair feeding me?
It could. Yours will. You'll have all of these attachments, like third-party attachments you order from China or Indonesia.
That doesn't sound like me. I'm more of a first party type of guy.
Okay.
Like I don't buy third party anything.
Ever. You would only buy the sanctioned attachments.
The Tyson approved teledildonic chair feeder.
Back scratcher and maybe a tube.
I'll tell you how pure I am.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a Nintendo Switch. And the only games I have on Nintendo Switch are made by Nintendo.
That's a good philosophy to have, though. It seems like if you want the whole system to run as smooth as possible,
yeah,
then that's always buy inside that ecosystem.
Sure, but they have, I mean, there's so many games that are great games that they have that are not Nintendo made.
Have you been
games.
Tempted to get any non-Nintendo games?
No, any non-Nintendo game I already know is too complex for what I can do. So it's already like, no. Mm-hmm. Nintendo I feel safe with. I feel safe. I feel like, okay, there's probably a few buttons, but I could also just mash a little bit and probably skate by. But once we get into like anything else, I'm like, this is going to be too complex for me.
Well, now I know what not to get you for Christmas. Yep. Non-Nintendo.
I'll have to return all these non-Nintendo Switch games I got for you. Give them to Danny. Okay.
Yeah, Danny will take them. Danny purely plays only non-Nintendo games.
Is that true?
I haven't played any non or Nintendo games in a long time, so I don't know what my feelings are on this subject.
But generally speaking, I don't think you were ever a Mario Kart guy.
Now I get bored with some of those games since there's not explosions, bright flashes of light.
Daniel likes GoldenEye for the N64.
Oh, dude, GoldenEye.
He does like GoldenEye, but he also is a Halo guy.
Oh, yeah.
Destiny. Those were my two big games.
I never even heard of Destiny.
Me neither. Not Nintendo. That's because it's not on Nintendo, Rob. We don't know about it.
How do you play Destiny?
Anything that it's a first person shooter. Anything that makes my controller vibrate. Mm-hmm. I'm all for.
Nintendo controllers vibrate now.
Basically like teledildonics, right?
That is. That was the first. Those were the early days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like some guy was playing a game and he's like, you know, this vibrating thing in my hand. Wait a minute. This could be used for other things.
Who do you think came up with that?
Tyson's chair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tyson's chair. Yeah. We'll add feeders to it later on. A trough.
Big tube.
Yeah.
That comes.
Danny, what's better, Destiny or Destiny 2?
Oh, is somebody asking?
No, I'm asking.
Oh.
Destiny 3 is that coming out? Or
I think it's coming out. I don't think it's out yet. I'll have to ask my kids. No, I only played one. When 2 came around, they made it sound like it wasn't worth
The Witch Queen, Destiny 2.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, I used to play with my brothers, and we used to get together, and some of my nephews, and we'd play these raids where you go as a group to complete a task. And it was fun. It was good family bonding. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's value in that.
Okay. All right. Cool. Destiny 2 is dropping February of 2022.
That sounds about
right. So, Danny, will you be off the podcast that week?
No, I won't. But you know what would be cool is if I could play Destiny 3 in the metaverse, you know, like as an actual person in the game. That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Like Nice Guy or whatever that movie is.
Yeah, Free Guy? Is that what it was? Did you love that movie?
No, I hated it, but I think I only disliked it because I don't play enough video games to truly appreciate.
I thought it was an anti-Ryan Reynolds take.
Well, that's where I thought you were going too.
I mean, did you watch the other new one on Netflix?
Yeah, Red Notice about it. Yeah.
That was horrible.
It wasn't bad. It was exactly what I expected. Yeah. Exactly. I know, but
they were just like, okay, let's just cram as many Deadpool Ryan Reynolds jokes into his face as possible in every single situation, in every single moment.
Yeah, and it worked.
So this week,
well, meaning it was exactly what I expected.
In researching for News AF, of course, I have to like scroll through all the different news sites, and the stars of Red Notice, The Rock and Ryan Reynolds. I saw both separate articles, one saying Ryan Reynolds wants to be the new James Bond, and another said The Rock wants to be the new James Bond.
I've seen The Rock petition to become the new Bond. Because his grandfather had some tie into it. I guess his grandfather was a villain in one of the old Bonds. Okay. So he's got some family history, but I've never seen Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds said he wants to be James Bond.
It's going to be a Superman. Henry Cavill, is that how you say it? I mean, he's got
doesn't have
Bond.
To be a British person.
Is he not British?
I have no idea.
I thought he was British.
Is he British?
Yeah, that's
Has it always been someone British?
I think so.
Oh, he's a British actor right here. It says,
okay.
So he works.
Mm-hmm. So it has to be someone British, or should be probably for the, cause I guess they're working unless they can master an English accent.
Like Madonna.
I can see either of those guys playing.
Well, Bond, apparently Ryan Reynolds was joking that he wants to be James Bond upon behind further review. Joke.
A bit of honesty.
Should have known. Clef Tyson, I fell for it. Never take Ryan Reynolds seriously.
Ever. You can never take Ryan never Reynolds take seriously. Him
seriously.
Ever.
Always check his sources.
Yep.
You know, what he's doing is diminishing his power to convince people if something serious were to happen.
Oh, you know, the old like, cry wolf?
Yeah, you could never use him in a serious PSA because everyone would be like, dude, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, asteroid coming to destroy Earth.
Like, yeah, right. Ryan Reynolds. Good one, Ryan Reynolds. Mm-hmm. You're so handsome. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell us another joke, Deadpool guy.
Yeah. I have just assumed Mint Mobile is just a huge joke.
Yeah.
Or his whiskey. I thought that was a joke.
Yeah, that's not real.
Yeah. Like, yeah, dude. Yeah. He's making whiskey. This must be a joke on like, George Clooney.
You trolling. Got me. You got
he's
me.
Trolling. Right. Yeah, he's probably trolling again. Yeah. I almost clicked the link to buy, but then I realized it's a joke and I'm an idiot.
All right. Well, it's no joke. Thanksgiving is this week, of course. Big holiday. One of Danny's favorite days of the year.
Danny, you got your gullet warmed up to intake all that food, bro?
Dude, I've heated my gullet. I'm salivating almost every minute of the day.
Yeah. Okay. Have you started thawing the bird yet, Danny?
Oh, I've charged up my wireless bird cutting device.
The teledildonics bird cutting device. Did you... How many cans of cranberry guava did you?
It's been hard to keep it on the shelf. I keep consuming it pre-Thanksgiving. I'm like, oh, dude, more cranberry juice.
Liz
oh,
has what are to those? Keep hiding it.
Yeah, look at those yams, dude. No, I can't wait. I'm going to jam this yam right now. It's just has been hard. If anything, this has been a year of no self-restraint when it comes to Thanksgiving and all the delicious. Oh, turkey, my favorite meat. Oh, I can't wait. Just going to slam some of this turkey right now.
Well, the exciting part is that you can make turkey sandwiches with it for.
Oh, my gosh. The sandwiches, the soups. Oh, my gosh. Just eating it, just picking it with my fingers apart like a wild animal. The carcass, everything, dude, just devour it. I'm so excited.
And you're also classically, you're a more of a pie guy than a cake guy.
Oh, pumpkin pie for days, dude. I'm drowning in pumpkin pie while I burn a pumpkin spice candle and drink some pumpkin spice hot chocolate while picking at a turkey carcass with my fingers and putting stuffing in my face.
Wow, Dan, you are locked in the spirit.
Full 180, yeah.
You can't escape. You can't escape it. So I've embraced it. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Yes, I think. I don't know. Well, yeah, it sounds like you're in the spirit, man.
Yeah, dude. I've been pre-gaming with yam juice for like 2 weeks so far.
All right. Well. That if you're ready, Danny, then maybe you might want to, you know, fire up the helicopter and head out to Buffalo, New York to check out Macy's Place Pizzeria, where you can get the Macy's X Thanksgiving pizza. Now, this is very confusing because Macy's, the store, is the big sponsor of the Thanksgiving Day parade, but... I do not believe Macy's Pizza has anything to do with the department store.
Look at this pizza. I don't even know how to describe it.
Let me guess. I haven't looked at the picture. Yeah.
Yes.
Gravy as the sauce. Mashed potato as the cheese. Turkey stuffing on top as the toppings. Mm-hmm. Drizzled in a cranberry demi-glaze.
So I'm not sure necessarily if they've like removed the tomato sauce that they are offering Thanksgiving pizza. And it looks like that there is turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, corn, cranberry sauce and gravy.
Tyson was right. I think Tyson said all those things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't say corn.
Oh.
Hmm.
Gross, but I guess this helps me get everything at once rather than pretending to eat it separately.
Maybe I could get on their website and see if I can get some of this intel.
You're about to infect your computer with a virus.
No, they're from Cheektowaga, New York, my old stomping grounds. That's up near Buffalo.
Okay.
They proudly served the Cheektowaga area.
Cheektowaga.
For 10 years.
10 whole years.
Yeah. Let me see. I can do online ordering. Maybe I might be able to order online Thanksgiving pizza.
I once bought an entire Thanksgiving meal from a grocery deli, and that was pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I would hope they could do a good Thanksgiving. Like, did you do a full on turkey or like just cuts of turkey, stuffing, potato?
We did a whole chicken instead.
Oh, good call.
We did a whole chicken. Then we did two types of potatoes. We did the cheese potatoes and then another style. And then we did salad. I got some salad. And what else did I get there? It was just like a full stuffing, got the stuffing and everything. But if I were ever to do something like that at my house, I would always go to the grocery store from here on out. Like if we host
and buy the whole thing
and just buy the
Thanksgiving package.
Yep.
So a large Macy's Day Parade pizza. Okay. Gravy, turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, corn, cranberry, mozzarella, goes for $27.99.
Oh, that's cheaper,
yeah.
Actually, than I thought.
Than a Thanksgiving turkey, yeah.
Yeah.
You going to get it?
Well, you get the small for $21.99.
That's too much.
They've got some other interesting slices. They've got a large Tickle My Pizza. My Pickle Pizza.
I don't care much for interesting pizzas, if we're being honest.
Tyson is old-fashioned.
I mean,
just give me a cheese pizza.
Tyson, I can't interest you in a large Tickle My Pickle.
Tell me what's on it.
Pickles, deep fried pickles, mozzarella, garlic butter, ranch drizzle, and dill.
We knew the ranch would be game ender.
It is Buffalo. Yeah.
Yuck, dude.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever watched the Macy's Day Parade?
Yeah.
I turn it on in the background noise.
Why?
What
do people love about it?
Danny, that
you've seen it in person.
My wife says it's great, and she convinced my kids they were going on Hulu and they were going to watch last year's. They're going to watch the 2020 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on Hulu.
Background noise while you're visiting with family and
I
stuff.
I just don't understand it. Parades are like a pre-TV activity. How has it lasted this
long? You can put. Because it's tradition, dude, and you know how these old people are.
Yeah, I know. I'll be eating tradition on Thanksgiving Day, recreating tradition.
But then, let's say you're 80, and you're like, you know what we used to do as a kid? We used to watch Macy's Day Parade on TV, and they'd be like, well, now you can watch it on
your phone.
Your
eyeball. Now you go into the metaverse, and you can participate. Yeah. You can be an actual parade.
That's the only way I would go, would be in the metaverse.
I know, me too.
Have you been in real life to that parade before, Rob?
No, I've never been there. I mean, I think the move is like if you like have an apartment that's like on the route and you can like be watching the balloons shoot go
darts.
By.
Dude, would you get in trouble for shooting darts at the balloons?
Yeah, I think you would. I think you would.
You'd get caught.
Would you get caught?
Like the lawn darts. Like those big lawn darts.
You'd probably get caught. Yeah.
Plus, that's risky. Throwing a dart out a window, even if it misses the balloon and like jabs a kid in the head.
That's when you're overthinking it now, Danny. You don't think that far in advance when you're about to do something like
this. Well, when I was 13, I would have thrown it out. But as a grown man, I'm thinking of all the bad things that end with me in court. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe if you had a drone with like a pin get in and get out, like a surgical
strike. You're getting caught for sure.
See an unlicensed drone above that parade? They're shutting it down. Setting off an electromagnetic pulse. I've never been though, and I don't understand.
But you've been to a parade before.
I try not to go to parades. What's so exciting about a parade?
Here
comes the 35th Division of Cheer Squad or what is the band?
Yeah,
playing their favorite tune, Get Out of Dixie Blues, and you're like, dude, this is what. What is it? What's a parade? The floats?
What if we had a float next year? What if they were like, oh, here comes the News AF float. These guys are every Tuesday. They are live with all of the most interesting news from the internet. It's Rob and Danny and Tyson here.
I bet it's only a couple $100 to get a float in there.
Yeah.
There is one parade that looks like a great time, and that's Carnival.
In Brazil.
Right,
Rob. You're gonna Google it. You're gonna see a lot of naked people.
Yeah, I mean, is that what's so, Danny? It's just like a party.
It is.
I didn't think you were a carnival guy.
I'm not a carnival guy. I've never gone, nor would I probably go. But it does look like a parade that is a party. Most parades look like a funeral procession for joy, but the Brazil one looks like an actual party.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's dancing, tons of feathers, tons of lights. It looks like those floats are amazing. They probably spend all year and half their income making those things. Mm-hmm. It's truly impressive. That to me is great.
Should we start a GoFundMe for us to get a float in the Macy's Day Parade?
I don't know if you just pay to get it. Do you pay Macy's? Is that what happens?
No,
you buy some of their suits
station or something.
You pay NBC.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like we've got Charlie Brown as a thing we drag down the street.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's like Carnival has got giant half-dressed women shaking it up on a huge giant bird float. That's cool.
Okay.
A peacock. Whereas we're like dragging characters from a 1940s cartoon down the street in the rain.
Yeah. And it's a disappointing cartoon.
Here comes Dick Tracy.
Yeah.
He's on another case. It looks like Pruneface is up to it again.
Here comes Dennis the Menace.
Oh, Mr. Wilson is going to be looking for him later today.
Should we should be commentating the parade, not or doing both. We could do both. Yeah, mm-hmm.
We should do commentary.
That.
Yeah.
So funny. Leave it to Beaver. Bill Walton is out there, you know. It's just like all these, it's like listening to my grandma talk where she's just like listing these names and you're just like, I don't know any of these names, grandma. Mm-hmm.
Well, Betty Sue in Richfield, you should stop by and see her if you're going to be within 17 hours. Yeah. You may as well stop in, tell her Marva says hi.
Yeah. So when you watch the telecast, they do have like scenes from like all the different Broadway shows. So that I guess if you are into the Broadway shows,
so much worse. You haven't sold me with plays.
No, you know why my wife watches it? Because then she wants to see Santa Claus at the end. It's like, that's great. The big, he's the closer.
Did you tell her Santa
it's like
Claus
at 11:59. It's like, oh, wait, look who's there. Oh, my God. It's Santa. Santa Claus is here. Oh, hey, kids.
Man,
the superstar.
I think my favorite moment of the whole of the parade is when like they're like, OK, we're pulling up to the announcers. Our float is pulling up to the announcers. Here's our moment to do our dance in front of the announcers. Let's fucking kill it. This little dance troupe comes out and is like, we're dancing. We're in these costumes. We're twirling dancing things. For a company. Yeah. And we're twirling. We're from Texas. And they're like, and that was the Texas Division dancers from whatever. Huge round of applause. Really exciting. Next.
Yeah. And just like that, the highlight of their life. They just peaked. They're so young.
Yeah.
And they just peaked in the parade.
Yeah. Okay. So
I'm going to watch it.
I am going to watch it this year.
Danny's going to watch it. All right. We'll get the report.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife makes us DVR it.
No.
We don't even just watch it live.
Sounds like a lot.
DVR it.
Yeah. Once I went to my my in-law's house and Rachel's dad had DVR'd The Voice from like 2 years ago. He turned on the finale of The Voice from 2 years ago and was like, this is one of the great best episodes of this. And I was like, what? You have saved an episode of The Voice that's 2 years old and then turned it on in front of a crowd of people like we'd all be excited to watch this.
Maybe.
And
that's, it's like putting on like a mixtape of like, maybe he like really liked the music and that would be good for like a party.
Whatever it was, I think only one person was stoked in that room, and that was him.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like recording a parade is in a similar vein to that, where you're like, okay, we weren't able to tune in live like we always do. So I recorded it. And once we get home from grandma and grandpa's, we'll be able to watch Macy's Day Parade in its entirety. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm hoping for?
Rain.
Lots of wind.
Wind.
They'll probably close it if there's tons of wind, right?
Yeah, I think they make a calling the night before of like, oh, it's not going to be balloons. It's a no bones day tomorrow. Yeah.
I like the balloons where they pull them down super low and they're literally like 3 feet above the ground. Mm-hmm. And they're like,
here to go low this year. Garfield, he's close to the ground, but don't forget he's lazy. Lasagna. He doesn't like going high up. Is that Woody Woodpecker I see?
Seriously, these things, except for maybe some of the ones I mentioned, are in the parade. How stupid is that?
Because do you know how much it probably cost them to make a balloon like that when they were getting it all manufactured in the United States in like 1920? It was probably like $700,000 of 1920 dollars to build a Woody
Woodpecker. Well, they had to repurpose all those like parachute factories to do something. So they want to let everyone go.
Now you can get a Woody Woodpecker parade balloon ordered from China for like $399. That's bigger and better than the one they have in the parade. But they're like, we have spent so much money. We're still trying to recoup the costs of these 100-year-old balloons.
Yeah, how many run-throughs does it take before they make their money back on a balloon?
A lot, dude. A lot.
Eventually, Macy's will disappear, and then maybe the parade
will take it over.
The AF parade,
mm-hmm. the AF parade.
I mean, I get what you're saying, Danny, but Mervyn's left so long ago, and I thought that was just going to be like everything was just going to topple as Mervyn's like exited the game.
You seen a lot of Mervyn's out on the street?
No, there's no Mervyn's. Mervyn's.
So but that's what I'm saying. That's
but why is Macy's still? Why is Dillard's? Like, I don't know.
I don't understand either of those. I mean, but they're on their way out. They've got to be.
You would think, but then.
Yeah, it'll just be the Amazon.com Thanksgiving Day parade.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. The Meta Thanksgiving parade. Someone mm-hmm. else will take it.
Like, oh wait, here comes Jeff Bezos, and he's on the Blue Origin.
But listen, they're it's going to be owned by Amazon, but it will still, because of tradition, be named the Macy's Thanksgiving Day.
Think that Amazon is going to still call it the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Yeah, it's because Macy's going to be out of business. They're not even a thing anymore. And they'll be like, Amazon bringing you the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, brought to you by Amazon.
I'm
going to
make a declaration that in 25 years, this parade, if it's still going on, will not be called Macy's Day.
Oh, five, Danny.
Five. I was giving myself a lot of buffer. I'm just saying 25 years.
Probably 10. Probably 10 for real. Maybe
I
five.
Think it's still going to be named that, even though Macy's is not in any way, shape, or form associated with it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We've all made our predictions. Yeah, now,
it's the 94th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on Thursday. Do they make it to 100?
They've named it. They've had it named the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade for 94 years. And you think that these old people are going to just let it not be called?
Yeah, because the youngest people are in their 90s. The minute they die off, the memory of Macy's will die with them. Mm-hmm. They'll take the memory of Macy's.
There's still a few people who have probably seen every single Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Well, they fascinate me.
Okay.
We should find those people.
Yeah. All right. Well, be on the lookout for that on Thursday coming up this week.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is an interesting story that I saw that people have been talking about this. Tyson, are you an AirPods guy?
Nope.
Yeah? What do you use?
Just whatever third party one looks cool. Right now I'm using my Wise Buds Pro.
I thought you were a purist.
Yeah. I wear my Wise Buds. Well, I'm anti-Apple too, though. So even though I have an iPhone, I don't want to get fully enveloped in the ecosystem.
You don't want to feel like they own you.
Yeah, so I have a Wise Buds Pro, and I actually do like them quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. So a new article came out this past week, a Wall Street Journal article from this past week that said that Bluetooth-enabled devices are no longer considered trendy. That basically, the article said, in short, AirPods have become too widespread to be cool, so perhaps inevitably, contrarian trendsetters are giving some ancient technology a try. Corded headphones. Danny, the cords are back.
We can quickly stop this if we get a couple of old people to start doing this too. Yeah. Like, we could bring this to an end. Wired headphones.
Hillary Clinton. If we can get Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, the president, and Nancy Pelosi all to wear wired headphones and say how cool it is, then we'll stop. I travel with wired headphones.
That makes sense.
Everywhere I go as well.
Yeah.
And I actually usually prefer wired headphones because I don't like to are they charged? I don't know. How long of battery do I have on them? I don't know. So I generally prefer wired, in to be honest. And I've only really transitioned to more Bluetooth over the last couple years. But I remember when a Bluetooth headset meant you were a giant mega douche.
Yeah.
Do you remember 10 years ago when the guy was like,
wait, hold on. Let me pick it up on my headset. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a blue flashing light on the side of your head.
And you were like, okay, guy. And so I always thought it was interesting that we transitioned from that, where everybody was like, this guy thinks he's so cool and he doesn't know that he's not cool, all the way to now everyone having them and it being just like a thing. Like everywhere you go. I remember I took the girls to eat and I was ordering food for them, and the cashier at the restaurant had earbuds in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just like, hey, yeah, no problem. They all have them on that sound going through them, but they've got their background music playing. It's the only way anybody can function anymore is with have a little soundtrack to their lives going at all times.
You know, I use AirPods all the time, and my only concern with AirPods is I imagine these invisible signals going through my head and scrambling my brain.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
And that's the thing I think about when I use them for long periods of time, because I do use them a lot. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because the wire, like I use it for running and exercise, that wire just gets in your way. There's no good way to manage.
You're not cool, Danny.
Oh, I don't.
Uncool.
I don't think I would be cool. And maybe the way to kill this is to start doing the wired thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know what? Wired's fine. It makes more sense. You don't have to charge. You don't have invisible rays of whatever passing through your brain. But it's just, it's not convenient for me.
Yeah. According to the article, Gen Z looks at this and a lot of the things that they do as a form of aesthetic expression. Everything has an intention behind it, whether it has to be to look cool or fit in, and it's effortless.
Is it effortless?
Mm-hmm. Managing to have a wired cables? Headphone.
I'll tell you what, managing wires is not effortless.
Mm-hmm. But it is effortless to not have to charge them and have to be prepared to use
them. Yeah, but untangling wires is... Mm-hmm. One of the worst things about living in this time and age.
Yeah, there's few pieces of litter that I understand what happened more than a tangled mess of headphones hanging in the trees at the trailhead. Mm-hmm. Like you park, you're like, oh, dude, there's like 15 pairs of headphones all tied together in that tree right mm-hmm. there. That's, and then I'm like, oh, I know what happened. They had all their headphones jammed in the cup holder. They wanted to take one out to go running. They pulled it out. It was just this huge blob of wires. They tried untangling it, making it worse. So they then ripped them all as much as they could and then hucked them in the trees.
A world of wires is not I see the future as a wireless future, hopefully. That's my hope and prayer. Mm-hmm. And so with wireless charging, once they can charge your phone without a wire on those pads, then they're going to get rid of that port.
And so you think even like, and let's say this is purely hypothetical, Rob, purely hypothetical, that Danny has a prosthetic phallus in his pants right now that is being wirelessly charged by his wireless charging chair.
Oh, that would be, yeah, that's the future I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah.
Totally. And it's just a prototype, but it's also not.
It's giving me several kinds of cancer too in that general area, but it's charging.
That's what I'm saying. I am worried about that because they come out with all these studies where they're like, people are slowly cooking their brains as they're
holding their phones. Yeah, people probably freaked out about microwaves too. And then, you know, now what, 50 years later?
Microwaves okay?
They're sending out radiation. The only thing stopping that radiation from going into your face as you stare at your Hot Pocket cooking is that mesh.
That's what I'm saying. Mesh. Are they safe?
They're safe, but at first, just like the headphones, everyone was freaked out. Mm-hmm. Just like the radiated hot water that I was talking mm-hmm. about off that barge. Okay. And then eventually you just come to terms with it and it turns out to be not that dangerous for most people. Mm-hmm. Definitely kills some. But as long as it's not you or anyone you know, well, then it's not your problem.
Okay, fine.
All right. So everybody on this panel, though, corded headphones. Tyson, you got a cord right now or you're on Bluetooth?
Yeah.
I have a cord.
Cord.
Too risky.
Look, but we're trendsetters.
Yeah, we are. We've been trendsetters the whole time.
Yeah. Okay. So
I'll never.
Yes.
I will never use cordless headphones with a computer ever. I never have.
Okay.
Not using wireless headphones with.
Remember a computer. This day, November 21st, 2021.
Okay.
Tyson vowed never to use wireless headphones with a computer.
Right.
Yeah.
Rob, do you believe me? You believe me, don't you?
I don't know. It's hard. I use wireless headphones with a computer. I have like headphones like when I'm watching something like on my laptop, you know, that watch a lot of TV professionally and sometimes I'm multitasking. So I'm like walking around the house with like I got wireless headphones in and I'm carrying a laptop around.
Totally.
So you're saying that you don't trust me? You don't believe that I can.
Well,
do
we
it.
Trust you. We just think that you're eventually going to be forced into a wireless scenario.
I've never even thought of syncing wireless headphones up.
You'll be at a hotel all by yourself.
What about a plane? You don't have a laptop. You ever watch anything on the plane?
Nope. I only do it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's just too many scenarios where it becomes convenient to have the wireless headphones and your computer run at the same time. I just don't think it's going to last, Tyson. I say within 5 years, you're on wireless headphones on your computer or on a plane with your iPad.
Once.
Yeah, I think so. Good luck. It.
I could go to my Bluetooth settings on this computer right now and there's not a single...
Self-destruct. Put mm-hmm. like Bluetooth self-destruct. If you ever try to connect, Yeah, that's a good. It starts the computer on fire.
Really good idea.
Okay, so maybe one of the other reasons why Gen Z is saying, forget about the AirPods, might have to do with the story of the 27-year-old Boston woman who went to TikTok to talk about how she accidentally swallowed her Apple AirPod. She mistook it for ibuprofen.
How many calories are in an AirPod?
I think
that thing's coming out just like it was when it went in. I bet it was working while she.
Are they fully waterproof?
So I think the newest generation.
I think they're water resistant. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if they're stomach acid proof.
Hmm. Yeah.
How did you mistake this? Because ibuprofen.
I'll tell you the story. She made the post. She talked about how that she went crawling into bed. She had an ibuprofen 800 in her right hand and her left AirPod in her left hand. And then she threw something back, took the water bottle and sip, and then realized that she took the AirPod and not the ibuprofen.
That's ridiculous.
I don't think that's ridiculous. Have you never done something like that, like put the milk in the cupboard?
No, I have, but like putting the AirPod in your mouth and it's like three times the size
to swallow.
Yeah. Very, very big.
Well, are you saying you need evidence? You want to see it in the stool?
That she did have x-rays and then it did come out the other end.
Oh, yeah. So there it is. It happens, Tyson. It could happen to you. Well, not to you, but it could happen to others out there rocking AirPods. You know what? If you take a lot of pills and you expect it to be like an 800 milligram ibuprofen, I could see that. It's not like your tongue is as good at guessing shapes and sizes as your fingers are. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you just throw it in there. You're like, I've got something on my tongue. Boom. I wonder how she felt. Did it make her feel any better to get rid of the headache? Worry about dying from the AirPod?
Yeah, I think she was much more concerned about getting it. I mean, she tried to make herself throw up and she couldn't do it.
So it worked. The headache was gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, potentially. I'm trying to see if I can find her user account so I can play something. But she also allegedly made a video with that you could hear the audio from while she was had the AirPod, like that her AirPod was able to connect to her phone and she was able to record a video.
Wait, hold on. Record what was happening inside her body.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And it'd also be cool to crank that up. And then when the doctor's listening with the doctor thing, you know, those doctor things that they wear around their neck that then they hold up to you.
Yeah. Hold on. I think I have audio that I can play of, this is a voice memo she recorded with the AirPod in her stomach. Okay.
Hold on.
For the fucking pill that I just would have in my hand for no reason. Like, I don't even know what I thought it was, but I just ate my fucking AirPod in my fucking.
Okay, so that's the sound you're hearing of the muffled sound of
that thing we were in the background in between her cursing.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I wonder if medicine, doctors will pick this up as a way to check for digestive issues.
Yeah, I guess this is sort of like, what is that called? Like, I guess when they put like the camera down your
camera pill.
Yeah.
This could be the new thing. It's cheaper, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
You've got two of them for every iPod purchase. Mm-hmm. Throw one down there, listen to the gurgling and learn from the gurgle. What your diet, like you need to increase your meat intake.
Yeah. She said that throughout the whole process, the battery only got down to 41%.
Oh, well, that's the whole process. I think the batteries only last 4 hours.
Yeah.
So she pooped it. Her digestive system took it all the way through from mouth to beehole in 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that right? Do we have a doctor somewhere?
This was all on TikTok. I can't tell you, verify that this is what this woman said.
No. Now I'm moving beyond like just that. I'm wondering, is that how quickly things move through our bodies? Anybody? I mean, asparagus pee happens almost instantly. So I don't know what dark magic is working inside my body with asparagus pee, but I'm fascinated that it all managed to happen so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her. That was some excitement right before the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Story to tell the family at Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. Okay. So then some animal news to report this week. You know, renowned superstar Shakira Tyson.
I have heard of her. Yes.
Yes. She recently had a scary incident where she was in a park in Spain. And while she was getting her son some ice cream, wild boars came out and stole her purse.
What did she have in the purse?
Oh, no word.
I saw a video recently of a guy being attacked. I want to say on a Spanish beach. There was a pig in the water and he was filming it and it came out and charged him and cut him with its tusk. These boars are no joke. Like mm-hmm. if I saw a boar go after Liz's purse, I would just let the boar have the purse.
Where was she?
A park in Spain.
Spain.
Mm-hmm.
We have what's called javelinas here, which look like a pig. They're not a pig. They're a peccari, which is different, but mm-hmm. they're called javelinas and they're supposed to be pretty scary as well. And you're supposed to like give them their distance and stuff. I pulled into my neighborhood the other day and they had eaten every single flower in our neighborhood entrance. Like they were in the flower pots, just eating everything. And then the next day it just looked decimated and the whole neighborhood was like, I guess they're just like redoing the entire entry of the neighborhood. I was like, no. The pigs got all of that stuff.
Oh my
God.
They
did not care. Yeah. It was, I mean, that happens from time to time. Even our landscaping in our front yard gets eaten by the pigs here.
It mm-hmm. says in the article, it quotes Shakira as saying people were just watching and not doing anything.
Oh, she's
I mean, come on. That's a little presumptuous mm-hmm. that someone has to throw their life away.
Are you kidding me, dude? Bag. That was your moment.
Yeah.
To get into her good graces.
To win Shakira over. And if, like, imagine, like, let's say, oh, I'm at the park in Spain, just chilling. I see a 300-pound wild boar take Shakira's purse and mosey away. I dance the shit out of the dopest dance I know on my way over to the thing, to the boar, and then do some cool dance move to get the purse out of its mouth mm-hmm. and then dance over to Shakira and hand it to her and be like, m'lady, and then dance away from her, you know I'm getting a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what really would have happened? You would have gone after the boar. The boar would have turned around, sliced an artery on the inside of your leg with its tusk, and you uh-huh. bleed out in Shakira's hands. Oh, but the purse is still gone.
Also fine.
That you're okay with that?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And her phone's in the back, so if she can just use Find My Phone, it's not like the boar is going to take it and like quickly...
But what is she going to do Find My purchases? Phone from?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I'm sure she has a watch or mm-hmm. her husband or significant
Should
other.
Should she have thrown her AirPods out to feed them to the pigs?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Like, just throw them out in front of it in the mm-hmm. hopes it'll stop to snack on those and you can retrieve your purse.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't believe that she expected people to grab that. Like, I mean, I guess it's no grizzly bear, but still,
mm-hmm.
I don't think those things are gentle beasts.
Yeah.
No, they're not gentle.
Danny, you would have left Shakira to fend for herself.
I would not have taken a dive like right in front of the boar. Maybe follow the boar, mm-hmm. see where it goes with the purse.
There were two of them.
Oh, there were two boars. Yeah. I'm not taking on two boars. They're going to team up. One's going to flank me.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one's going to distract me by waving the purse. The other one's going to come up right behind me, right between my legs, slice both those femoral arteries,
mm-hmm.
bleed out in less than 10 seconds.
Yeah.
No, okay. Thank you.
Everybody be careful out there. There are boars with Shakira's purse, which has not been recovered yet.
Well, it's at least it wasn't.
Even with Find My Phone, they haven't been able to find it.
Not yet.
Maybe she didn't have an iPhone, but then they still have that same thing on
Android. Well, then the boars did her a favor.
Okay, and speaking of phones, interesting study reveals just how addicted we are to our phones because that there is no place where people are not checking their phones, that 1,100 American adults were contacted by something called Solterid, is a website where you could play solitaire.
Okay.
Solitaried.
Yeah, that makes sense. Solitaried. Okay.
They found out, I mean, that I guess the people that they might have been talking to, people that play a lot of Spider Solitaire. I mean, the loneliest people of us all.
Okay. Keep going. Let's hear those numbers.
Okay. So they said 99% of respondents use their cell phone while watching television.
Okay.
78% use their phone while enjoying a concert.
All right.
Okay. 44% have fallen or run into something while using their phone.
None of these sound controversial.
Yes. 42% stared at their phone while they're crossing the street. 73% while walking their dog. No reaction?
No, these all sound right. Okay. Or at least close.
All right. How about this one? So... this one says that 4 in 10 say the first thing they do after making love is check their phone.
Yeah. Got to find out what that rash is. you didn't even talk about the toilet one, which is the only one. Yes. I was like, really?
Mm-hmm. 90% of the people surveyed. Now, it was only 1,100 people. But 90% regularly use their phone while on the toilet.
No, about their legs going to sleep. 53%.
Oh, over half of people said that their legs and butt go numb while sitting on the toilet for too long.
Because of the phone. That's what they're blaming this on.
Don't blame the phone for that.
No, I think that, I mean, before that, people read newspapers or books, right? This is the only one I was like, really? I'd like to know how many of those, that 53% before phones, they're probably not old enough. Had legs go numb while sitting on the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it doesn't seem like people were super fast with crapping pre-phone.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the headline here is about the 4 in 10 say the first thing they do after making love is check their phone.
Yeah.
They have to post a status update. Just had sex.
Yeah, or it's just so awkward afterwards. You're like, oh, man, I need a distraction to cut through this awkwardness.
That's what I use my phone for most of the time, is just like avoiding like awkward situations. Like I went to the daddy-daughter dance on Friday at Bergen's Elementary School, took Bergen, and we danced for a little while. And then we ran around as I chased her, which was also fun for her. And then she... like she was like, dad, chase me. And I was like, okay. And so we ran around like that. And then she found her friends and was like, I'm going to go play with my friends and goof around. I was like, that's fine. Do that. That looks exciting for you. And then I got stuck with all the dads.
Oh, get that phone out.
And so I immediately slinked kind of, they were like forming a half circle and I knew what was happening. So I slinked back a little bit out of the half circle. It closed up on me, and then I got my phone out. Couldn't have worked more perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one guy was like, hey, I'm Carter. I think our daughters are in the same class. Who are you? And I'm like, Tyson. And then like 5 minutes later, he's like, your name's Tyson, right? I was like, yeah, you're Connor. And he's like, no. And I was like, Colin. And he's like, no. And I was like, yeah. And I'm really good at names.
Yeah.
That's how little... I really wanted to be
in the
half circle.
Yeah.
I wanted to be there with my daughter. I did not want to be in the dad half
circle. I get that. Yeah.
Let's talk about the picture at the top of this article.
Yeah. Okay. This is from studyfinds.com. Yes.
This is one of the more disturbing stock photos that I've seen, because the darkness leads my imagination can imagine anything when it's that blurry and dark.
Yeah.
And this guy sitting on the toilet.
So he has a man with his pants around his knees.
And
so he's sitting presumably on a toilet, but then there's like a dark cavern. Do you think that they've just basically like photoshopped out this man's genitals, Danny?
They Ken Barbied him, but they left it dark enough where I can imagine that maybe possibly something's back there in that shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like it. No. I mean, that alone makes me not want to read the article.
Mm-hmm. Also, this man appears to be like using a phone that does not work. Also, it looks like
There's no light on the screen because he used it so hard in the bathroom that the battery's dead.
Somebody check on this guy. I see another article here. 63% of parents admit they'd happily pay less for expensive holiday toy knockoffs. I'm surprised it's not higher.
Yeah, I would have assumed 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Not Tyson. He's a purist. He only buys those gold-plated Nintendo toys.
That's right.
But so there is maybe 1%. I'll pay more for the real thing.
The real thing. Okay.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, Danny, are you ready to take us to your never photoshopped out bolt hole?
Yeah, always nice. Real. Okay. All the time.
Here we
I'm
go.
Responding to a hater. I'm responding to a hater on Twitter right now.
Yes? What'd they say?
They said, I can't tell if I like Tyson more because he's friends with Boston Rob or if I like Boston Rob less because he's friends with Tyson.
What are you going to say? What's the burn?
Well, I already retweeted it, but then the burn is I'm responding. You can get a cameo from me here. And then I link my cameo. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. I'm just surprised you don't have like an Autobot that just does that. If it could detect haters and then offer your services,
mm-hmm.
that would be great.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I should do an Autobot, but it's just too much work to like, I honestly never get these anymore, so they're kind of fun when they come through because I'm like, ooh, I get to respond to somebody.
Clap
that
back.
Dislikes me. I get to clap back.
Right. Yeah, that guy will regret the day he posted that tweet.
Rue the day.
Yeah. Okay. All right, here we go. Here is Danny's bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it.
Can't believe that guy, Tyson.
Yeah,
what's his problem?
Well, I mean, you can look at his profile picture and
learn a lot.
Yeah,
he's got a goatee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Whoa, dude!
I like goatees for everybody. For the guy in Florida that got mad at me for making a Florida joke once, I love goatees. Mm-hmm. And but I mean. Not all goatees love me. And I've always
equally.
Known that. Yeah, not all goatees are created equally. Anyways,
Yeah, what are you going to do? You've dug yourself a big goatee-filled hole.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Now I have to go goatee the rest of my life just to like make up for it. So next week I'll have a goatee.
Okay.
Looking forward to that. I read an article on CNN about reducing stress during the holiday season.
What
of course
say?
I was interested, right? Because I'm a big fan of holiday change. Something needs to change about the holidays. And yeah. I'm not just talking about Thanksgiving dinner and its disgusting ancient food that we eat.
For sure.
Talking about Christmas. And while the advice was good, it was about reducing expectations, sitting everybody down and talking about that. I felt like it's going to cause more problems because telling kids to reduce their expectations this time of year, like this is an article that needs to come out in June. Like how to prepare mentally and reduce stress for Christmas. That needs to happen in June, not around Thanksgiving, because it's too late. Everything's set in motion. The wheels are turning. Yeah. If you get in there and try to disrupt the mix, like I always try every year, you're going to get mauled by your children physically, verbally. But I kind of liked
emotionally.
It. Yeah, they talked about, you know, reducing expectations, which I try to do with my kids every year, but not in an agreement with my wife, who then gives them exactly what they want.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It talks about pointing towards the good things. It's like, sit down with your kids and talk about the things they liked about last year about Christmas. And I thought, oh, you know what? That actually is a good idea, because I'm interested in finding out whether my kids, when I ask them about what they liked about last Christmas, how much gifts come up. Because my guess is it won't come up that much.
Oh,
they'd be hard pressed to even know what they got. What do you mean?
That's all they talk about.
Like, what was the best thing about Christmas last year? Getting presents. What did you get?
What we presents, don't even know. Though?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't even know. That's the thing.
Yeah,
that's the thing. And that's what it's saying is like, hey, kind of tap into what they remember from last year, because, you know, it's probably not. The gift giving is probably other things, and then try and focus more on things like that. The whole gift giving thing, I don't know what sick, twisted genius 100 years ago was like, you know what we could do? You know that moment when we celebrate the birth of Christ? What if we turn it into this capitalistic nightmare for parents? They have to go out and spend more money than they have on gifts that kids won't appreciate or remember a year later. It was like the greatest scam ever. And I don't know what dark room and what tall ivory building they decided this, but it's
Bill worked. Macy's.
Yeah, it was probably
you know, 19.
It coincides.
William 40. H. Macy.
Yeah. 19,
it coincides with the Macy's Day Parade. That was like the very first early advertising of like, hey, get a Woody Woodpecker for your kid. You know, an overpriced Woody Woodpecker. That was like a commercial. And now it's just gotten so much worse. And it's like, seriously, all a kid needs and a young kid is a straight stick from the backyard and a good cardboard box.
Yeah. Not one of those knockoff curved sticks.
No, don't get them a curved stick. Although they could appreciate that. It's just gotten out of hand. And I appreciated this article for giving good advice, but the problem is the advice needs to happen months in advance, in order to right this ship or to steer it away from the, you know, the destruction that is Christmas morning. You got to start that process when it's hot outside. It can't be done last minute. There's just no way to stop the tsunami of crying tears and anguish that will happen from now until New Year's Eve.
Wow.
What?
So
where are you getting your kids? Can you give us some advice there, Danny? Do you already have things? What's going on?
So I said to Liz, I said one thing only, one quality gift, no knockoffs, no third party, something that they've talked about wanting. And then she's like, well, so she created a list, and obviously I didn't involve myself in the process because it got out of hand. So she's like, well, I'm going to get them this really nice thing, but so-and-so's got 3 presents. I'm like, it doesn't matter. There's no, they shouldn't expect to have any number of presents. Mm-hmm. 0 is an acceptable number of presents for a kid. Like, they don't deserve anything. I always tell them every year, you didn't do anything to earn these presents, by the way. Great parenting 101.
How'd so
you shouldn't
go?
Expect anything. You know what? One of my kids does remember that. And he did tell me like a couple weeks ago that he's not expecting anything.
Oh, okay.
So it worked on him.
Low expectations.
The other two, though, it won't work on them. So I can't say what they're getting, but I will say that I started off saying just one high quality present that they will use, they will not break, and that can be passed down and has a life expectancy of longer than 1 week. That's what I wanted.
Smart.
And then it's just completely spiraled out of control. Nobody listens.
Yeah.
But that's my dream, is one present for each kid under the Christmas tree. And that's all. Boom.
Wow. A Christmas miracle from Danny.
That would
Bryson.
Be a Christmas miracle.
Danny,
that would be my
really,
present.
You set the tone for Thanksgiving, for Christmas.
I always have to throw out this disclaimer, not about Thanksgiving. I could care less, but I do like Christmas. I like the atmosphere. I even like the songs, the old timey songs. I like the lights. I like the whole vibe. I just don't like the presence. And that's, you know, a lot of people say, well, that's you can say that because you already went through your childhood and got all the presents. And that's fair. But the truth is, I don't like the whole gift giving aspect of it. It's out of control. It needs to be tamed. And that CNN article was a good start.
Yes. What about getting presents, Danny? What will you get this year?
Hopefully nothing. I'm a grown man. I don't need presents. Okay. My wife and I, we have a no present policy. And we've had it since the beginning of our marriage.
I mean, that talk about relationship goals.
It was great.
No presents?
Took years.
Yeah, but she still gets you presents.
No, we do not do presents. Not for birthdays, not for Valentine's Day, not for Christmas, never and never have. And she
I have that policy with Rachel, but she doesn't have that with me, so I always get in trouble.
Yeah, well, Liz said about a year or two ago that she was glad. It took a while to appreciate it, but she's glad.
Wow.
You don't have to do that.
So, I like not getting presents because unless you're going to get me something that is earth shattering where I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so thoughtful. I didn't even know I wanted this, but now that I have it, I can't believe, like even just seeing it, I can't believe I haven't bought 100 of them because it's so great. And that rarely happens.
Yeah, we're grown-ups.
It's incredible. I'm so jealous of both of you.
Oh, you got to start these things early. That's what I'm talking about.
Mine's a fight. I don't get, now I do get, I get stuff for Rachel, but I definitely put less thought into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, okay, we're going to do this and this and this and this for your thing. And I was like, sounds awful. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no gift giving. And Rachel's even toyed with the idea of telling relatives to stop getting gifts for the kids.
Yeah, we have a big pixie giving thing in my family with all my brothers and sisters.
Oh, I canceled ours.
All our kids. I sent out a text and got pillared for it that said, I vote we no longer do this for adults. Let the kids do it. Yeah. Anyone 18 and younger, but why would a grown up want to give another grown up something they won't even want?
I won that battle with us like the last 2 years, but I've been on it since Rachel and I were married.
I think I brought this up before and you told me to stick with it. So that's what I'll do. Every year I'll send out that gloomy text.
You just have to be like, hey, I got another thing I didn't really care about. And with our $50 cap, it's like we all just flushed $50 down the tube. Let's all keep our $50 and buy something we like or not buy anything because we don't need anything.
Pool our $50 together and hire some performer to come and entertain us.
Get the Macy's Day Parade to come through town here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm gonna send my pixie something. I'm gonna say, hey, I could either send you a $50 gift card or a video of me setting the $50 on fire.
Or a Tyson cameo.
Or a Tyson cameo.
Yeah,
hey!
They're 20% off today only.
Okay, perfect. Get in those Christmas cameos.
Yeah, by the time people hear this, it'll already be too late.
Oh, that's
too bad.
All right. Well, Danny, we know you're going to be looking forward to Thanksgiving, jamming those yams. What else is coming up this week?
You know, I'm
mediocre yamateur.
Yeah, I put out a video on Thursday, so you can go watch that if you want to be going solo in Banff, Canada. Which, by the way, every time I go by myself, I realized 2 videos ago, I had a booger on my nose the entire time.
In the podcast?
In the video.
Aren't you filming a selfie?
Well, yeah, I'm filming a selfie, but the GoPro screen is super small. And then on my other camera, because it's 4K, they have this thing where they can't have the screen be bright.
It has the booger 4K. Check on it.
So I have no one to tell me that I've got this. So I've got to edit it and you can barely see it. I did a great job.
You blurred out the booger?
I thought about blurring it out in one scene because I really needed my face to be shown when I was talking about something. And then I thought, dude, I have to go frame by frame and move a blur over a booger. I said, no, I just covered my face with B-roll. So, I put out an episode of me solo up there in Canada. And then, I'll be working on gear reviews and future videos.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, great job once again, Danny. And what about you Tyson?
I have this week, we've got the Pod Has Spoken podcast.
Yep.
And not doing Pickle Pod this week because that's on Thanksgiving day. Mm-hmm. Thursdays is Pickle Pod day.
Yeah.
And then next week, Wednesday, I will be hosting a watch party.
Yes.
That's right. For the Survivor episode in Ogden, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
at the Pickler. I have my shirt is the Pickler, and we'll be there. We'll be playing some pickleball. Then we'll be watching some Survivor. Then I'll be doing some Q&A stuff, and it's all happening.
It's all happening. Okay. Yeah. Well, good luck with all of that coming up, but we'll talk again before then.
Yeah, we sure will. What do you have going on?
Oh, I'm just moving. Just the best. It's going to be so much.
But you're hiring somebody to do some moving.
Yeah, well, yes. I will be hiring. But listen, I'm not going to be doing like a white glove. I need people to like help me carry the things I can't carry by down yourself. The stairs. Yeah. Right. Right.
Are you? But wow, you have stairs in your house?
We have three flights. Yeah, we're on the third floor in my apartment, and there is no elevator.
Ooh. Oh, right now.
That's brutal. Right now.
Yeah. Your new house, will you have a dope studio set up?
I think it'll be nice. Yeah. I mean, it probably won't be like, really last set place. Up well. It'll probably take me until like the Christmas break. I think I'm just going to be like in survival mode of just like plugging stuff in and just, not going to go crazy about trying to get like permanent set up for a while.
Okay. Well, I'm excited for you. You really just have like, for you personally, you really only have like this week of struggles. And then once you get everything kind of into place, Nicole will stress for the next 6 months about where to put everything.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
She'll be in charge of that. Cause she'll be like, where should this box of books go? And I was like, I just put it in the closet. I thought it was fine there. And they're like, no, it's not. It's not the perfect spot for that thing. It's like, okay, well, do it up.
What Nicole will do is that she will never unpack. There will be boxes and boxes of things that she will never open, which will infuriate me because I will have said, when we close these boxes, like, are you sure we need this stuff? Like, yes.
Yep.
We need it. Are you sure?
If they don't get opened, just take them to the dump.
Yeah.
Or to the Salvation Army or something.
Yeah. It'll be stuff that when I'm dead, people will be going through and saying like, what? I don't know. What was this stuff? I don't know.
Yeah. It looks like a teledildonics, but there's no Bluetooth in it.
Yeah. Yeah. We were going through some of the boxes that I packed from back in May, and I very like passive aggressively like labeled boxes like useless junk. We do not need this.
Do not open.
And then she saw some of those labels today.
She did.
Oh, you think you're funny, right?
Like, yeah, I am.
I'm like, I'll give you $100 if you could name one thing that's in this box.
That's good.
She's like, you know, I can't remember things.
That's okay. Not a fair contest. Mm-hmm. But now, out of spite for your labeling, she will open those first and make sure that they're the most prominent thing in your house.
Yeah. We went to New York in August, and the suitcase that we took that I don't think ever got unpacked from the last we would go months and months and months, and my wife will not unpack a suitcase that she brought with her on a trip.
Yeah, I don't go months and months and months, but I definitely, when I get home from a trip, I open the suitcase, I put all the dirty clothes in the laundry hamper.
Yeah.
And then I slowly use the rest of the suitcase stuff until
we trip on the suitcase in the middle of a room for months and months.
Dude, what a nightmare.
Yeah. It's not great. Not ideal.
Living out of a suitcase even when you're at home.
Mm-hmm. All right. So great news AF though today.
Really
great. That we can be proud of. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for checking us out once again today. We'll be back next week, back on Tuesday. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.